Everybody decided to do cooking here. Most of it's already done up. Because I forgot to really do this, but what I'm doing is a great big batch of veggie scrambled eggs. Took olive oil, mixed with it some ground coriander, onion powder, parsley, garlic powder, pepper, and so I got that toasting up a little bit. Meanwhile, I put together a dozen eggs. I cracked them, put them in the bowl. And then what I did is put in some Arctic Gardens vegetables. It's like a stir fry. And meanwhile I did the eggs. A dozen. Because what I want to do is, this is going to be for two people, for hopefully a couple meals. And so I did it all up in a Dutch oven. Now, neither of us are big fans on runny scrambled eggs, so I'm really making sure that they get stirred in really good and stuff like that. I'll take it tomorrow at my convention that I'm going to, along with some bread, and we'll make a nice healthy sandwich. Anyway, it's been suggested on Audioboo that we do a scary stories thing. So I'm going to give you a couple short scary stories related to cooking while I sit here. The first one was when I first did a pie. It was called Impossible Pie. And the reason why it was called Impossible Pie was that it went, when you filled it, it had to be right up at the top, or as close as possible, and it was a liquid pie. Now, the way that this worked is that as it baked, it would make its own crust and everything. So I had to try it. Being that back then I baked. Well, I had such overflow. I didn't know at the time that we should go and put something underneath. You know, young baker, whatever. So here I am freaking out. Fire, fire! I know this isn't scary to hear it afterwards, but for me it was very real because we had a small kitchen fire earlier in the year. And maybe I should have relayed that story, but maybe we'll save that for another boot when I'm out and about or doing some housework or something like that. But anyway, so my mom came along. She said, oh, that's just the pie. It'll be fine. Turn it down. Be fine. Okay. So that took care of that. So then grew up, got here, nicely. One time I was doing some house cleaning. And I decided, well, I clean the stove. Good idea. Except I used some really chemicals. And I didn't rinse off the burner that well. So I went afterwards, thought I was done fine. And all of a sudden, I turned my back after I turned the pot on and stuff like that. Turned my back, and all of a sudden I hear this woof. You know, like when a fire is starting, like a big one. And I turned around, and there had to have been flames, probably about a foot tall. And I'm freaking out. Because this is around a good pot. I was scared for my dinner. You name it. So, turned it off. I think I put a lid on it. Either that or I just let it burn off or whatever. And, it was scary because I didn't want our stove to go up in flames. Just tasting, by the way. And a good chef always should. Still a bit watery. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So, scary for me. Not so scary now. But it's just, fire has always been a big thing for me. So anyway, just thought I'd do that, and maybe we'll talk a little bit later. I'll do my two dishes in the same bowl, I think, because the next one will be more full. Because what I'm going to do is smoked applewood pork chops with veggies and rice. I want to make sure that there's enough for the weekend so that even on Sunday when I come home, I don't have to cook. Talk to you later. Okay, now we're back. I decided to tell you of this other scary story. While I'm in the kitchen. Went and put a plate in this pan. On this plate, I have my pork chops. Interesting getting that out anyway. But let's get back to what I was thinking. Anyway. This was back when I was younger, and I smelled smoke. And of course, I don't think we had our smoke detector at the time. This is back in early 80s, I think. I thought smoke, thought nothing of it. Everybody was downstairs. Nobody was freaking out. And then all of a sudden, honestly, almost had that. I heard people talking about the, this is really picky here. There, finally. Don't do that. The stuff going on, it sounded kind of weird to me. And, that's when I heard, there's a fire. There's fire. And my brothers had said to my sister, something about, don't do that. You'll electrocute yourself. And I'm like, what? What's going on here? So I bolted for downstairs. But I better get out. but nobody else was, so this was freaking me out. And to top it off, a few months before that, I had had a dream about there being a huge fire. Usually don't like to cook this late at night just because of the propensity for stuff to go on. But anyway, let's go on here. What I've done is I put pepper, smoked applewood spice on these pork chops, and I'm going to do something that I rarely do. I'm going to fry them tonight. So I'm heating up the pan. So anyway, back to the story. I was like, do I go? What do I do? And, but as it turned out, I apologize, Debbie, if you're listening to this, because this kind of involves you. My sister had decided, well, she's going to put water on this toaster fire. And, of course, we all know electricity and water don't mix. So, anyway, I think it was Blake, my other brother, or one of my brothers, grabbed the fire extinguisher and put out the fire. I think George was there too. But anyway, my point is, when you're a teenager and your parents are gone, you know, just to aunt and uncles, well, kind of freaks you when stuff like that happens. And that's when Mom and I, you know, I think it was the week after we were out for a walk, and that's when, you know, she mentioned, you get out, no matter what. You get out to go to a neighbor's. You know, we had some very good ones at the time, and everybody knew their neighbor. It's not so much today, but everybody, so I had at least two that I could go to that were really close. And then I was told to make that call. We didn't have cell phones at the time. So, you know, that's always been something. I can remember fire alarms going off in my building, middle of the night, and maybe being the only one in my nightgown to go out. You know, so it's like, anyway, but those are some freaky stories, you know, scary stories, some dealing with cooking, all dealing with the kitchen. I'll go back to this, what's going on here. As you can tell, there's a sizzle going on with these porkers. I put the season side down. Now, some people would also season with salt. You'll find in a lot of my recipes, I don't use salt. Simple reason, in a lot of stuff, and possibly the spice even, I haven't looked at the label, there's more than enough salt in your stuff. So, extra salt is just much. I use it the odd occasion for a treat. You know, like I've got some kosher salt, or somewhere in my cupboards I've got some sea salt, but it's just that, a treat. So what I'm going to do is right at the end of this, I will deglaze a little bit with some apple cider vinegar to complement the the chops. And that will go with some rice and vegetables. Now, basically, all that is you take, well, each person's rice is different. I happen to use parboiled. Sometimes I'll bring out basmati or whatever. So you follow your recipe, but instead of water, I like to use vegetable stock. In this case, I have some chicken stock left over from when I made the couscous. I made chicken couscous, so I had some left over, and I thought, well, may as well use it. So I'll use that, and I will put in maybe the spice or maybe just some parsley. I haven't decided yet. But when you bring the water up to boil, you put in your vegetables. Now, I just use ordinary Western Family frozen vegetables, so I keep it as generic as possible. And then what I do is throw in the rice when it's time and heat it for the 20 minutes or whatever your recipe calls for. For the rice that I use, it's like 2 to 1. Two of the water to one of the rice. So I'm going to have to put in a little extra, and I might flavor it a little bit with some apple juice as well. So we'll see how things go, but anyway, I'm going to grab something to flip these. I'm using a Teflon pan right now, and just trying not to go down to the bottom. Yes, these are good and brown. They're just, when I'm frying meats, I don't like to use, even with Teflon, you're sticking here. I don't like to use, much oil. So that's why I use the Teflon. But you're always going to get some stickage. And the reason why I don't like this is a boo where if anything's going to happen, it's going to happen. I just got some steam on my fingers. But you're always going to get stickage. So you just have to go underneath it and dislodge. But these are almost done. Two are going to be used for the meal. And I'm going to try and make a great big batch of this rice and vegetables. And I may or may not do it tonight. I haven't decided yet. It all depends on how I feel. But what I'm thinking of doing is making a big enough pot of this rice and vegetables that I can cut up one of these chops or pork steaks, whatever you want to call them, and cut it up, put it in there. Then it makes more meals. And that's the key here, because I know that I am going to be bagged after this weekend. It's a sci-fi fiction convention. So anyway, I'm going to sign off now because my boo time is over. May your journey be safe ones. Take care and God bless.